What brought down Building 7?
Yeah. Well, the question is, what can remove all of the columns, the core columns in a building at once, within a tenth of a second of each other, that would facilitate the symmetrical drop of this building in just 6.5 seconds? The overall shell of this building drops that fast. So what can remove structural steel, 40,000 tons of it, all at once, sequentially timed floor by floor? That's the question. Now, we believe that thermite was responsible in the case of Building 7, a much quieter implosion, not a very explosive event.
Okay.
And indeed, they find pools of molten iron throughout the bottom of Building 7. And you can see that molten iron, again, in slide 266, and the witnesses describing it.
Dave Thomas?
It's important to point out, you know, Building 7 was not hit by an airplane, but it was hit by a skyscraper that for a while was one of the tallest skyscrapers in the world. And furthermore, it suffered some really hot fires, and there's lots of firemen reports that the building was creaking and bending, and they knew it was going to collapse probably about an hour before it actually collapsed at 5:20. And, you know, some people say, oh, that's because they knew it was an explosive demolition. No, it's because you could see the extremely hot fires, the creaking. I do not think that the firemen who would be looking for their brothers in the rubble of World Trade Center 1 would voluntarily leave that rescue scene to abandon it because of a few small office fires. They were not small. It was a huge conflagration, basically expanded a beam, and World Trade Center had a design flaw. And the reason we think that is when they did the models, they ran the models several times, and with fire and with damage from the Tower 1 hitting it, it collapsed. And when they took away the damage from Fire 1 and just looked at the fires, it collapsed. But then they did some more modeling and found out when they took away with this one key column, column 79, that it collapsed. And basically it was a complicated collapse. It didn't take 6 seconds. It took at least 16 seconds. And there's a lot of videos where you see the penthouse just disappear. And seconds later, then the exterior falls. Well, it was a progressive collapse that not only went down, it went sideways. And so by the time part of the exterior, you know, of 2 seconds of World Trade Center's descent was at free fall, because by that time things had knocked down and been pulled down from the inside to where this shell, the exterior shell, was falling, you know, with nothing resisting it for just 2 seconds out of the 16.
Let me address these points. You made some very important points. I first of all ask our listeners to go to slide 14 so that they can see the descent of this building for themselves. Get out your stopwatches and count it. The exterior shell drops in 6.5 seconds. And before that, 1 second before that, the penthouse drops first. Indicating all of the core columns at once, because that's a symmetrical drop of not only the penthouse but the exterior. And it pretty much goes straight down. Our listeners can decide that for themselves. What we have then is a free-falling object. Now, this building falls as fast as a bowling ball falling off the top of the building with no resistance in the bowling ball, and therefore no resistance for 2 seconds. That's 8 stories, 100 feet of this building's fall. Nothing, not one column is resisting this building. That has to be because those columns, whether on the interior or the exterior, had to have been removed. There is no getting around that. The physics requires
that it's going to fall. Okay, let me. Is there any getting around that, Dave?
Yes, there certainly is. Basically, it was a complicated collapse that started with this key column 79, and the building was collapsing internally where we couldn't see it for many seconds before the evidence appeared that we could see from the outside.
Why doesn't that make sense, Richard?
By the time this a few floors were arrived at by the shell, stuff that would have normally been resisted had already collapsed. It was a long 16 to 20 second collapse. And when NMSR.org comes up, we've got a link to a good video on the YouTube that shows, you know, it is at least 16 seconds. And it was, basically a complicated collapse because of a design flaw. World Trade Center had a design flaw that we didn't realize.
Dave made four points that rather dismissively that need to be taken seriously and logically. First, the cause of this collapse. NIST acknowledges that the damage from the beams from the North Tower explosion did not have a significant effect on the collapse of this building. They do cite the fires. Now, the photos and videos that we have of these fires only show minimal, fairly small, isolated pockets of fire. The building was not engulfed in flames. Any review of the evidence will show that. Not only that, but those fires were out by NIST in their Appendix L. They actually say they have photos that show that those fires were out on the 12th floor around column 79, which is where they say the initiation of this collapse began. So this pulls the rug out from their fable of this story. Second, Dave says, it would be natural for a building to fall at free fall acceleration if the core had already collapsed. Well, what's remaining is 50 very strong perimeter columns, all of which would have to have been cut once again in order to allow any free fall acceleration. Finally, there is foreknowledge of this building's collapse, plenty of it. The BBC announces the collapse of this building 20 minutes before it actually happened. CNN announced its collapse in the morning at about 11:07. And there's policemen that are saying, move it back. The building's about to blow up. And one construction worker says, keep your eye on that building. It's coming down after hearing an explosion, for which there is plenty of evidence, by the way, of explosions. I encourage our listeners to Google YouTube, WTC7 explosion. There's an excellent analysis. Finally, there's a side-by-side video that shows Building 7 going down on the left and a known controlled demolition on the right. And guess what? They look exactly the same. So shouldn't the hypothesis of explosive controlled demolition been considered by NIST instead of relatively dismissed, especially in light of all of the molten metal found under the building, all of the witnesses, including Kevin McPadden and whistleblower Craig Bartmer from New York Police Department, citing evidence or sounds of explosion?
Go ahead, Dave, you want to respond to that? About
Well, I'd just like to mention, it was not a symmetrical collapse. It did not collapse in its own footprint. It toppled across the street and hit the Verizon building, and it even toppled over as it was falling. It was not your classic controlled demolition. And basically, it was not free fall. A small percentage of the collapse was it free fall because the structure that would have opposed it had already collapsed during the 16-second long collapse. It was a lot longer